This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The White House says illegal border crossings hit record lows in February and March. President Trump plans to sign two executive orders today expanding his immigration crackdown. And the border czar is responding to questions about the deporting of an undocumented mother to Honduras.
Tom Homan says the mom was here illegally, and it was her choice to take the child with her.
What we did is remove children with their mothers who requested the children depart with them.
He says it doesn't matter if the child a citizen.
If you choose to have a U.S. citizen child, knowing you're in this country legally, you put yourself in that position.
And if they didn't abide by the mom's request,
the story today would be Trump administration separating families again. No, we're keeping families together.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Ukraine's foreign minister says, why wait? Referring to the Kremlin's call for a three-day ceasefire early next month in Ukraine. Kyiv has been pushing for a 30-day cessation. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The official line out of the Pentagon, as Secretary Hegseth, it's the same as it's coming out of the White House. They want to stop the killing. So even if that's temporary, it shows a level of restraint, and anything that can stop the killing, even temporarily, even if it's a gesture from the Kremlin, it does show a bit of accommodation and a bit of wiggle room, a bit of reason to be positive about the conflict there.
The Vatican says the conclave to pick a successor to Pope Francis will begin a week from Wednesday. CBS News contributor Delia Gallagher is in Rome.
In the last two conclaves, a pope has been chosen within 2 days, so we could expect perhaps something similar, but you never know, of course. This is probably going to be some big shoes to fill.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson tells us violent weather could be a factor later today in parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa.
During the day today, we could be seeing tornadoes in the Des Moines area. They are now at a 3 out of 5 on the severe weather index. It's actually come down the risk level for them, but we absolutely cannot rule out strong to devastating tornadoes in that part of Iowa.
A new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine finds that a breakthrough therapy first used in treating certain cancers is also effective in treating others. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
Certain cancers with a certain type of mutation, and it's a relatively small percentage of cancers, they're able to put the brakes on our immune system, and that allows the tumor to grow. This new treatment is an antibody that releases those brakes, so the immune system can then go to work and attack the cancer.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 150 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine County man faces child enticement charges after allegedly arranging to meet a 14-year-old girl who turned out to be law enforcement posing online. 41-year-old Stephen LaChance of Union Grove was arrested at a Mount Pleasant Hardee's and admitted his intent to meeting the minor. He's got a preliminary hearing set for this week. The discovery of a body found along Washington Road near the airport in Kenosha yesterday is still under investigation. Initial reports say that it's believed the victim may have been missing prior to the discovery. The Racine Police Department is inviting the public to an open house at their new Main Street cop office this Wednesday. It'll be held from 1 to 3 at 434 Main Street. People can meet officers, tour the facility, and learn about the department's community policing efforts. A statement says the cop house program has been credited with building trust, reducing crime, and empowering neighborhoods throughout Racine. Racine's Pearl Street yard waste facility is temporarily shifting its entrance. It'll move to Racine Street starting this week. It's due to construction that'll last through early June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs. Last night in Milwaukee, the Bucks losing to the Pacers, 129-103, and they've likely lost Damian Lillard again. After missing 14 games due to a blood clot in his right calf muscle, today he goes in for an MRI to see if he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in his left leg. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Dealing with what he's dealing the whole year, then finding out about his calf, and then, you know, staying in shape, fighting through, being able to come back. I always had respect for Dame before we became teammates, but now my respect level is much higher.
Baseball yesterday in St. Louis, the Brewers' Christian Yelich, the designated hitter on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Yelich now 1-for-1 and a ground ball through the right side, another base hit. Two runs are in. The Brewers have scored a touchdown against the Cardinals in St. Louis.
Brewers went on to win 7-1. The Packers going back to work today after drafting 8 new players over the weekend. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Severe weather is expected for most of the state today, but here for us, we're just looking at some scattered showers and some storms moving in later. Should be weakening as they enter our area. Otherwise, today, partly sunny and breezy, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
All-time great guitarist, Beatles, I Feel Fine. What I didn't know until about a year ago is that that song may have been inspired by a 3-year-old song at that time. That came out in late 64. 1961, there was a song released May number 50 on the American charts called Watch Your Step by Bobby Parker. And listen to this. This is probably gonna blow your mind. Wow. That's 3 years before I Feel Fine by the Beatles. Just thought I'd share that with you, kind of an FYI thing, because I like messing with your mind that way. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum in progress on WRJN.
Over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming, ooh, people are changing.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. You got it.
my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Membership card to get inside.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, the original version of Signs by the five-man electrical band. And around here, the original usually means the better version. I digress. Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon, taking a look at the class of 64 on WRJN. Milwaukee Film Festival still going on through May 8th. Every kind of film that you'd like. And if you want some details about where and when and what films, etc., check out what we've got online for you at WRJN.com or read our latest newsletter.
We Energies want you to keep this important safety message in mind. Before you start digging, planting, or landscaping on your property, call 811 to have underground utilities marked. Calling 811 at least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
And timeless hits, WRJN, Green Onions, Booker T and the MGs. If you ever wondered, the V in Bobby V stood for Valeen. His name was Robert Valeen.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Now your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind. Yeah, I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come
Midway. Mustang Sally, Wilson Pickett on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum in progress, making way for Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with an update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The discovery of a body found along Washington Road near the airport in Kenosha yesterday is still under investigation. Initial reports say that it's believed the victim may have been missing prior to the discovery. The Racine Police Department is inviting the public to an open house at their new Main Street cop office this Wednesday. It'll be held from 1 to 3 at 434 Main Street. People can meet officers, tour the facility, and learn about the department's community policing efforts. A statement says the cop house program has been credited with building trust, reducing crime, and empowering neighborhoods throughout Racine. The man at the center of the Judge Dugan controversy is currently being held at a Dodge County detention facility. The judge was arrested and charged with felonies, with the feds saying she helped Eduardo Flores Ruiz avoid ICE detention. Flores Ruiz is a 32-year-old Mexican national. He faces multiple charges in Milwaukee County, including battery with a domestic violence enhancer. That stems from a March 12th incident where he allegedly attacked his roommate and the roommate's girlfriend. The alleged victims of the Milwaukee battery were waiting in court to testify when the judge allegedly assisted Flores Ruiz. Those victims have chosen to keep their identities concealed due to safety concerns. Judge Dugan will be in court as a defendant May 15th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Severe weather is expected for most of the state today, but here for us, we're just looking at some scattered showers and some storms moving in later. They should be weakening as they enter our area. Otherwise, today, partly sunny and breezy, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Gary Lewis and the Playboys, She's Just My Style. Four seasons. Rarely heard one from them coming up. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget in minutes.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say?
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are nice. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
House Hits WRJN. Marvin Gaye. Beautiful song. And from an album where he wanted to become a little more socially relevant. And boy, he nailed that one, didn't he? Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology. I'm Dan Marcus, coming back with one of those rare songs that you know the group, and they had a sound, but you just don't hear the next song on the radio very much anymore. It's by the Four Seasons. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget is next on WRJN.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Looking for a place where comfort meets care? Come visit Home Harbor Racine Assisted Living on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an open house. Enjoy light refreshments, guided tours of their beautiful community, and meet the compassionate team who make Home Harbor feel like home. Whether you're planning for yourself or a loved one, the staff are ready to answer your questions, provide helpful information, and assist with applications. Home Harbor Racine, where your next chapter begins with peace of mind. Welcome home to Home Harbor.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And we open the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while, and this one by one of the biggest American bands of the British Invasion era. They weren't British. They were American, one of the few American bands to survive the British Invasion, along with the Beach Boys, and I'm talking about the Four Seasons. They had so many hits. This one came out around Christmas time of 1965 and started climbing the charts early in 1965. It's got that trademark Four Seasons sound, but with a harmonica. That's different. Here is Big Man in Town, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Money I don't have any. Come down to my last penny.
Four Seasons with a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. Big Man in Town. And I love pulling out these songs you haven't heard for a while and making you go, oh, wow, I haven't heard that for a while. Another one tomorrow morning, 9:45-ish on WRJN. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Kurt Volman is next, and he's already preparing for his 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 64.
I lost that love before, got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
into my life. I wanna thank you, girl. With that love.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. As the president marks 100 days in office, his administration is highlighting its efforts at curbing illegal immigration. Nancy Cordes at the White House.
The administration is going to be touting their first 100 days accomplishments all week long, but it is no accident that they are starting out today with this big push on immigration. We had a briefing with the president's so-called border czar, Tom Homan, where he made the case that the administration has effectively sealed off the border, and that's something